Hello, welcome back to my podcast, and if you're new to my podcast, well, welcome. My name is Sarah Mukorongo, and I make podcast episodes about Dream Records. So, in this podcast, I'll talk about DiCaprio 2 by J.D., which is linked to the other album called DiCaprio. So, in this podcast, I'll only talk about DiCaprio by J.D. So, let's get to it. Before J.I.D. was signed to Dream for Records, he had released his debut EP called DiCaprio. Therefore, there is need to know more about this EP before looking at DiCaprio 2. So yeah, let's get to it. DiCaprio. According to Genius, it states that DiCaprio is the debut EP by American rapper J.I.D. The album includes multiple features including frequent collaborator Black, fellow Spillage Village artists Earth Gang, OG, Mako, and more. Moreover, Genius says, the EP primarily focuses on the hardships J.I.D. faced during his childhood, having lived in one of the most dangerous districts of Atlanta, Zone 6. Production was handled by multiple people. Fellow Spillage Village member, Johnny Venus, frequent collaborator, Childish Major, Crystal, Brandon Thomas, and more. Their track list. Number 1, Letro featuring Black. Number 2, Lestard Muffin featuring Curtis Williams. Number 3, Le Hooligans featuring Earth Gang and OG Maka. Number 4, Le Interlude Part 1. Number 5, Le Honies. Number 6, Le Flu Gang featuring Jace. Number 7, Le Tumba Part 1 featuring Key. And number 8, Le Hood Burger. From the tracklist, there are two songs that caught my interest. These are Le Tron and Le Tumba Part 1. On the song Le Tron, Genius has stated that Le Tron says is a collaboration between Atlanta artist J.I.D. and Black that appears on J.I.D.'s DiCaprio. On the track, the artists discuss their hood origins and their newfound success in the rap game. This is shown in the lyrics.
While they was sitting on their hands, I was standing and playing.
This probably means that J.I.D. was working towards being a rapper, while others were slacking. The song Le Tumba Part 1 is stated by Genius, says as a collaboration between J.I.D. and Key, that appears on J.I.D.'s DiCaprio. On the track, the artists discuss their hood origins and the privileged lifestyles they currently lead. From my point of view, what makes it interesting is that it samples Leonardo DiCaprio's interview to shed light on the issue about wanting more in life. This is shown in the lyrics.
You find people like this, and I've met a lot of people like this whose entire world is consumed by wealth. And you meet them and you talk to them and you realize that they don't have a lot of foundation in their life whatsoever, and so therefore this becomes, you know, the root of all happiness for them. You know, of course, I like money like everybody else. That would be an absolute lie, but I think it's important to be responsible at the same time, and I also think it's important to give back, too, if you're in a privileged position. I think that that should be a prerequisite to anyone who's gotten to accumulate a lot of wealth in their life. I think that it should be standard.
World, fourth world, fourth world. Okay.
I believe this is a message to everyone that they should stay humble, even if they have a lot of wealth. Money should not change anyone's personality. DiCaprio EP was released on January 26, 2015. So, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time.